Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of our passions is Women and Children's Hospital of Buffalo. We are celebrating the Oshai Children's Hospital as we welcome into the studio Dr. Anne Marie Reynolds. Dr. Reynolds is the medical director of the neonatal intensive care unit. I was just in the neonatal intensive care unit yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning.
What special work that happens inside of a neonatal intensive care unit? Can you kind of give us an overview of what the mission is?
In our neonatal intensive care unit, we take care of the most complicated patients, newborns in Western New York, and we just want to provide the best quality care for the patients as well as support the families through a very difficult time that they're often not expecting when they're pregnant.
I had the opportunity to interview a couple moms that had delivered prematurely, and they talk about how there's such a learning curve for the moms that have delivered the babies, because what a newborn or a premature baby needs is way different than a newborn baby, even how you touch them.
Right. So it's very typical for moms to want to stroke babies when they're full term or even a little bit older. And what we try to do is more called containment. So not stroking, but placing your hands on the baby's head and the baby's bottom and just giving them stability, basically letting them know that you're there and that they have good boundaries, and that really calms them a lot of times.
Is that so? It's like kind of like the head and the toes, and you just kind of make them feel like they're inside the belly still.
Exactly.
There is the emotional side of it too, that I can't believe how incredibly well trained everybody inside the neonatal intensive care unit is.
Mm-hmm. So our doctors are all fully pediatric trained, and some of our ongoing trainees are doing 3 more years just to specialize in neonatal perinatal medicine. And then all the physicians there probably have about an average of 10 years experience. So some people are newer, some people have 20 or 30 years experience.
Anne Marie, can you give me an idea? I mean, to hold a child like that in your hand, it is, I don't know, like holding a smartphone? Is it? I mean, what? Give me a comparison of what it's like to hold a small child like that.
The smallest babies probably are about the same weight as a smartphone, one of the bigger iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Probably our average is more like a Pepsi can and about the same size.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they have such, I think today with the abilities that we have at Children's Hospital and Millard Suburban now having the same capabilities, those lives are able to be saved.
Right. Our outcomes are incredible. When you think about, you know, some of these babies are born just a little over halfway through a pregnancy, 22, 23 weeks. And, you know, as they get a little bit more mature, 23, 24 weeks, outcomes are 85, 90% survival. It's
amazing.
Really incredible. And overall survival for every patient that walks through the NICU is closer to 98%.
There at Children's Hospital, it's a level 3 NICU center. Explain what that is.
So level 3 means that we have all the subspecialists that are required to take care of babies born at 23 weeks up through term and requiring pediatric surgery. So there's different levels in New York State. Level 1 is basically a normal newborn nursery. Level 2 can take care of babies over 32 weeks of gestational age. And then level 3 is as everything. We take care of every newborn, no matter what their problem is.
You know, you think of in time terms, 24 weeks, and it doesn't sound like a long period of time, but in that 24 weeks, the way we can have our love grow for the child inside of us is just, and the family's love, it's just amazing. And I have such respect for everything that happens to keep that child surviving through those very critical weeks.
Mm-hmm.
As we look at the new Children's Hospital, and we've seen that it's 50% complete, what is going to be in the new Children's Hospital that you're excited about as the medical director of the neonatal intensive care unit?
I think it's incredible that we are going to have all private rooms for our patients, because it makes the environment for each patient very customizable. We can have less light, more light if we need it, more noise, less noise, and there's designated area at each bedside for the families to be present as much as they would like, as much as they're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, looking at lots of studies that have been done in neonatology, that babies who have, you know, good involvement with their families, or the families that have a lot of involvement with their babies, I should say, have much better outcomes. Mm-hmm. So we want our families to be able to be there and feel comfortable there as much as possible. And that's, this new building is going to give us that opportunity, along with better care for the moms too, because you know, we're going to be right next door to Buffalo General and Gates Vascular Institute, connected by a bridge. So it makes it very, very easy for any moms that might be experiencing difficulties after their delivery to get the specialized care that they would need as an adult as well.
The neonatal intensive care unit is also known as the NICU, and mm-hmm. I know the NICU has received totally amazing community support. Can you talk about that?
Yes, it's been incredible, the support that we've received. Our Children's Guild has given donation and have actually named the entire NICU, so it will be named after the Children's Guild. And
the Children's Guild is what?
They are a foundation in the area that has a special... Children's Hospital is a special
right.
place in their heart.
Okay. Love that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And the Habib and Habib Britling families have created an endowment to help support our family resources in the NICU. That's an incredible donation that they've given.
Amy Habib, a force of nature.
Mm-hmm.
What about the rooms supported through the Complete a Room with Care campaign?
Right. We have over a dozen rooms right now supported that way, and it's a larger donation. In the NICU, I think it's about $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually, the people who donate at that level can actually have a little naming plate on the outside of the room saying that they've made that kind of donation to support us. And it really helps to fill the room with everything that we would need to help take care of those, you know, extremely premature babies.
As the medical director, did you tour, and there's only 43 hospitals to look at, but did you tour other children's hospitals to see how they have organize their NICU to make sure we've thought of everything?
I have.
Okay.
A couple different hospitals, and it's amazing how everyone does it a little bit differently, but I think we were able to take the best aspects of those other hospitals that have been created recently and help to incorporate them into what we will have.
Can you make sure ours is the best to save every possible life we can?
That's my goal.
It's a great goal.
The KISS Cares for Kids Radiothon, and I know you know about it, and it's coming up the first weekend of May on that Friday. We're going to be using our funds to buy the crash carts for all the floors of the hospitals
mm-hmm.
and the paddles. Can you talk about the crash carts and why that is so important?
Sure. It's a cart that we have available very easily whenever we need it. It contains all of the equipment that we might need if a patient was having, you know, extreme difficulty breathing or their heart was not working the right way. Everything that we would need is right in one place, so that in that situation where someone is coding, basically, we don't have to run around to find everything. It's all in one place. It's never opened unless you have to use it for that situation. If we do open it, it goes down to central supply and comes up completely fully stocked again, so that it's always ready when we need it.
It has everything you need in it.
Exactly.
Every time.
Everything.
Yeah.
Endotracheal tubes, some emergency medications, IVs, equipment,
things
like that.
For our mechanics, it reminds me, and I saw them yesterday at the hospital, it reminds me of a big Craftsman toolbox.
Exactly. That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that, and then there's also, and I know I'm not using the right term, the paddles.
Right. So in certain cases where the heart is in an abnormal rhythm, we have to give a little shock to the patient.
And that's
terrible.
What we see on the medical shows, where they're like, mm-hmm. clear,
right.
And they do that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Luckily, we don't have to do it too often in the NICU, but when we do, it's good to have the equipment right there and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And what are those called? They're the
defibrillator.
Defibrillators.
Mm-hmm.
Defibrillators?
Relator.
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
Defibrillator. Because if I'm going to say it on the air a lot, I got to have it right. So we're going to buy all of the defibrillators mm-hmm. and crash carts that the Children's Hospital needs
yes.
with our fingers crossed. So I think about our listeners and the lives, how many lives this year we'll be able to save by doing that.
We took a tour of the hospital, and I got to tell you that so the guys that were in charge, there was a team in charge of sort of the layout of the hospital. They talked about the NICU in a way that let you know that, well, we're taking extra care, extra special, this has to be there, and there's a lot of planning.
Mm-hmm.
it's like they were giving that area a little extra love because they knew how important a NICU is. So that's mm-hmm. got to feel good knowing that, that all the planning throughout the hospital is focused on the care of the patient.
Exactly. We've been very lucky, and I think everybody involved in the building of this new hospital is really focused on what we can do better this time. What can put into it that we don't have now? How can we make every aspect of it just what we need for the care of the neonate?
And I know it's two totally different types of hospitals, but I think we had such amazing practice with Gates Vascular, mm-hmm. having just been built and a stone's throw from the new Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of a city better prepared to put that Children's Hospital up. In the neonatal intensive care unit, the grandmother mm-hmm. and the role she plays. Mm-hmm. It's a very special role, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Those grandmothers are there to not only lend support to the moms, but they also sometimes are more outspoken than the moms
yeah.
and really can advocate for the patients. So we encourage everybody, every family that has extended family members, grandmothers, grandpas, aunts, uncles, we welcome those people to come and see the patients at the bedside when they're stable enough so that they can help to give those babies the best possible outcome as well.
I love the best possible outcome. I can't tell you how many moms I've interviewed just in the past couple of weeks that had to call their moms that were staying in Florida, mm-hmm. and the moms had to jump on the next flight and then were here, and then they're just force of nature and all, they're mm-hmm. here to get their baby better.
Yep, we see families coming from all over the country to visit those babies when they come early or need extra help.
What about music with premature babies?
We like to provide nice calming music for them. There's some research that says music can be healing in those situations. So
what are your thoughts on that? Do you see a difference?
I think we haven't done enough studies in our own mm-hmm. in our own NICU. We definitely, have the radio on sometimes. I think sometimes more for the families than mm-hmm. the babies. But mm-hmm. when it's appropriate, music for the babies,
that's
I
nice.
Think that they do. Sometimes you see them calm down. Their heart rate will kind of steady, come down a little
right.
bit, their blood pressures, things
now,
like that.
As a mom of three kids, can we just talk to the guys with how they're bouncing the babies? Because it freaks me out. What is the level of baby bouncing that is acceptable? Because I see dads sometimes that are just full of energy, and I just want them to be a little less full of energy with my baby in their hands. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Yes.
What's appropriate?
In the NICU, hardly any bouncing. But, when those babies are ready to go home, I think a good healthy bounce is okay.
Okay. You're going to just make me so nervous. We're so excited to work with you over the next, few weeks. And I know you'll be stopping by Radiothon. And then, of course, so excited for the opening of Children's Hospital. Anything else we need to know? Did I forget anything?
We're excited about our move. We're already starting to plan for how we're going to move our patients that are in the hospital that day. So
how will you? Will the neonatal intensive care unit babies move first or last?
We'll be moving everybody kind of interspersed.
Okay.
So
by ambulance, probably?
By ambulance, yeah. With our specially designated transport team members.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to move about 3 to 4 patients an hour.
Okay.
So ambulances coming, picking up the babies, moving to the next hospital.
Not going to rush anything.
Yes.
Nobody's getting rushed.
There's 3 separate ambulances, so
okay.
an hour per
no
baby
rush.
Is
Good.
Actually a very long time.
For one mile of transportation.
Exactly. 1 mile down the road. So
was it yesterday? It was a busy day at the hospital.
Yes, we are pretty full right now. Our NICU holds about 64 patients,
mm-hmm.
and we are pretty full. And it's surprising because I don't think a lot of people in the community even realize that there could be 64 patients in intensive care, newborns, at any one time.
When I was there, there were so many patients coming in. There was a mercy flight coming in. I mean, it was all hands on deck yesterday, and I was there 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
Just another Tuesday at the hospital, but it was that busy.
Right. Some days are like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Continue doing the work you do. We're so blessed to have you in our community. It was great to sit and chat with you for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.
All right. So, dads, did you hear that? Just a little bit of a bounce. Not
a big, huge bounce. Little bounce.
Dr. Anne Marie Reynolds, the medical director of the Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, one of the blessings we have here in Western New York from the Oshai Children's Hospital. This is KISS 98.5.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.